Thank you so much for calling Omax Customer Care. My name is Rachel, and may I have your last name to pull up your account, please?
Ritera.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Just one moment, please. Okay, and your first name as well?
Abe.
Okay, thank you so much. And for security purposes, please verify your address.
17555 Tuscany Lane, Cornelius, North Carolina, 28031.
Okay, thank you for that information. And I have located your account that shows your name.
Excuse me,
in your address.
Ahead.
I see you're calling us about the Omax Max Sleep. How can I help you?
Yes, I did not order this. And they took it from my bank account.
Okay, you can go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm saying they took it out, and I didn't even confirm this order at all. And the email that they sent back in May, last week, month of May, that I requested it, which I said no. And then they took out the $79. And it's not even confirmed. So I am going to report this to Wells Fargo because they can't do that. I did not make an order. And I just got the box here in the mail, and I'm like, where's this coming from?
Okay, sir, I'd be happy to explain. We do not send out the only email that you would get is if you order directly through the website, which is omaxhealth.com. This was an order that was placed, or you did place online, but you signed up for what is called our starter kit, which comes with a subscription, which means after the starter kit or that 30-day supply expires, it shows the Omax Max Sleep 2-month subscription, or you get two boxes every 60 days. That's what the two boxes for the $79.99 is that was billed to you on the 29th of May. That's
yeah.
Why you received the additional shipment. I'm sorry that was a misunderstanding, but when you did
that, that was not explained. So that's a catch. That wasn't explained at all.
Okay, sir. Well, I do apologize.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. That was a misunderstanding. On the page where you enter your card information, the company does provide the terms for the offer that you select. And it is clearly stated there. I will go ahead and get the account canceled so that you won't receive any further billing or shipping on this VIP membership. The VIP membership is optional, but that is the type of offer that was accepted. It shows on the 23rd of April, and it does cancel all future charges and all future shipments as well. And I'm just waiting for it to process. And whenever you're ready, sir, I have the confirmation number that you will not have any more subscription.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, that number is 763-401.
And what was your name again?
My name is Rachel, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The account's canceled. Now, have you already reported that to Wells Fargo?
Not yet. But like you said, that happened on somebody else that did that. They were aware that, you know, you just can't go in the account without according to Wells Fargo before, you can't go into someone's account and collect the money without a confirmation. Even though you guys had that, you just can't go into the account to do that. And that's what Wells Fargo.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
That's considered fraud. Because, like I said, that's happened before on someone other event that I had a few years ago. And they wrote that down because what they'll do is they start investigating this kind of stuff that people are not aware because they're not informed. It's just on your website, if it's in a small print you can't read, that's not right. That's just a scam.
Okay, well, sir, if you've not reported that, I can get you refunded on the recorded line for what you paid for $79.99, but our company clearly states the terms where you enter the card information. That was not in small print.
Right. But I was still, because like I said, there's other people I'm sure that's happened to. I'm
no,
not the
sir.
Only one.
But we will get you credited to get the matter straightened out. Please allow 3 to 5 business days. You will see the credit back in your account, because if your bank does an investigation and with the IP address that it shows and they go to the website where the terms are provided, it's not clearly stated in small letters where you're not able to read it. But I am sorry that was an oversight.
Yeah, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to return this package because I don't want it.
No, sir, you can destroy the package. You don't have to worry about
Yeah, I won't do that because that'll come back and hit me. So I will go to the post office to make sure this goes back to you guys, and I'll take a picture of it just to make sure, because it could come back and haunt me later and say, well, you did accept the package. So I understand.
No, sir, at this time, the package, you really don't have to return it. You can just discard it. It's something that's been shipped out. It may be considered as being contaminated. So at this time, with what's going on in the country, you don't have to worry about. Okay, so on the recorded line, whenever you're ready, I have the confirmation for your refund for the $79.99. You have a refund number of R144-5315.
Okay, that's 144-5315.
That's correct. That's the number that's associated with the order. The R is for refund, and the $79.99 has been credited back to you. Please allow 3 to 5 business days to see it credited back. It just depends on who you're banking with or who your card company is, how long it takes within that time period for them to post your refund back. We would hate to see you, sir, experience a chargeback because it is not fraud. I understand sometimes with certain online companies that may be the case. But we have gotten you credited back, and there's no more subscription for the Max Sleep. You can safely destroy the product. This is a recorded line. You will not be billed for something you didn't return because it's not accepted back. We've just been explaining to customers that do want to return the product, they can simply destroy it. You've already been refunded for the shipment.
Okay. All right.
Okay, sir. I'm so sorry about the confusion and for the misunderstanding. Of course, we would hate to lose you as a customer. You also have the option of ordering products from Omax Health directly through our website, which is www.omaxhealth.com. And through there, you can actually set up an account where you can actually go in. You can postpone shipments. You can manage your account. You can do all different types of things, of course, through omaxhealth.com, or you can call the call center. There is availability for one-time shipments only if you do not want a subscription. There are options for one-time shipments only if you are interested. You can do that also.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for answering the call.
Okay, well, you're welcome, sir. We do value you as an Omax Health customer. Thank you so much for calling Omax Customer Care. And please enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.